This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that lead today's show are as follow. Google goes all in on artificial intelligence in the cloud. We're going to talk about YouTube Live, available really to everyone. We're going to talk about a battle that's going on in the Android space. And today, the FCC has essentially flipped the tech world the bird. We're going to talk about a WannaCry variant that's mining Bitcoin. And the most exciting thing of today's news is a possible wearable glucose tracking device by Apple. Of course, that and all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1201 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, May 18th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or just paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the brand new listeners of the show. Thank you for being here. Thanks for checking the show out for the very, very first time. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about. We're coming off our 1,200th episode, starting afresh on the climb to 1,300. It's going to be a lot of fun getting there over the next 1 year plus. But we want you to be along for the ride. So it's really, really, really important that today you visit geeknewscentral.com. On the right-hand column of the website, you can subscribe to the show. You'll never miss a single episode if you do that. You can do that via iTunes, on your Android device, via email, Google Play, on Stitcher, on TuneIn. If any of those sound familiar, great. If they don't, you can use this old-school RSS feed to subscribe as well. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, just click on the more subscribe options and we'll give you instructions on how to get subscribed to the show. Get signed up for the newsletter. That's a little further down the page. And it basically will send you an email immediately following the show with all the content that's going to be in the blog post. Really, that's all it is. It's a reposting of what's on the website that I put up and make available for you to check out. So definitely get over to geeknewscentral.com and get signed up. For all the long time listeners and viewers, thanks for being here. Thanks for staying subscribed and downloading the show. I know when you drop off, because after 5 times of not listening, iTunes stops downloading. So we want you to keep on listening, okay? That's the key, and that's the most important part. But if you have comments on today's show, you can email me, as always, geeknews@gmail.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so at Geek News. You can join our Slack chat channel. Email me at that email address. Let me tell you, you want to join the Slack chat channel. You can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. Listen on Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play the latest edition of this show's name. You can listen on Stitcher, watch review on Blueberry.com, or tell your Google Home device, play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear Site done by my GNC team, the New Media Show with my co-host, Mr. Rob Greenlee, and of course, the Podcast Legends Show, which I expect to start being able to do more interviews in June once my son's soccer wraps up, which has been preventing me to do Saturday interviews. But of course, this show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And we want you to take time to really check out what I have to offer for you here, because 'tis the season to pick up a domain name, a hosting account, get your business on track. And really, they have a line of products and services there that I've got a code really for everything that's core, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, whether that be a server or some tool that they have. 99cent.com, so you get to use that once in a lifetime. So don't make it go to waste. Get that .com for 99 cents. But here's the kicker. If you sign up for $1 a month managed WordPress hosting, that's $12 for the free first year, you don't have to burn that 99 cent coupon. You get a free domain anytime you sign up for a hosting account. Or you can get a $1 a month economy hosting again for the first year. That's $12. Includes a free domain. We want you to pay attention, though. When you're checking out, they may try to make you sign up for 3 years. Initially, just change that term back to 12 months. You'll get that deal for $12. But pay attention to what that plan that you select is going to renew at. They start as low as like $4.95 a month after the first year, and they go up from there. So just be aware of that when you're picking up those hosting accounts. And you guys are doing a great job supporting the show, and I want to thank you very much for your ongoing support and supporting the sponsor and keeping the lights on here. Keep my family fed, keep the insurance paid, everything that goes along with it. Well, we don't have a value for value model as some shows do. GoDaddy is the sponsor. Every month I have to make my numbers, and you guys always seem to come through in blazing color. So I want to thank you, but let's keep the press up. If you haven't done anything in the past, definitely consider it now. Also, if you want to become an insider by giving you value of this show and you think it's worthy, feel free to get over to geeknessentral.com/insider and help me out there as well. So again, thank this GoDaddy as a sponsor. And of course, thank you for your ongoing support here. Hey, do have a little bit of a confession to make. So you guys the Sunday before last, I fell off a wall and jacked me up pretty good. And during the daytime, not too bad. If I was sitting or standing, the pain level was tolerable. Yesterday, I believe, was the first day I took no Motrin. But for a couple of weeks here, it's been pretty rough. And it's actually the worst at night. If I lay a certain way, it's just, oh man, it just kills me. So I've definitely been sleep deprived because I'm not sleeping like I normally do just because of this injury. But I've been seeing 2 weeks in a row, I went and seen my shiatsu guy. I've told you guys that over the years, John, the shiatsu guy here in Hawaii, who really put me back together after my injury back in 2004 when I had sciatica so bad from my back injury where I was in my body cast and really what ultimately became the genesis of this show from that incident. John, I went to him 2 weeks in a row. I'm going to go to him again next Wednesday. So 3 weeks in a row, and he's been working on me. The first week, oh man, it was pretty rough. But, you know, there's a philosophy here with shiatsu and getting things moving, and he did a great job. And then I saw him on Wednesday, which was yesterday, and a much, much better session. And I go back next week, and I think we'll be pretty close to beyond normal. But that has been dragging on me a lot. Falling off a wall is not cool. The black and blue mark is just about gone. It's just a little bit yellow now, but the pain is still there. But you know, on top of that, we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. It's Blueberry, we launched a new product this morning, planning for that and getting all the marketing materials ready and everything that has been going on with that, press releases and everything. Just, you know, a lot of pressure. So pressure means stress. And I've been going, did not get to go to the gym only on Tuesday this week. So here we are Wednesday, Thursday, just things with like my kids' soccer and the show. But I got to figure out a way to get more gym days in. It really makes a difference for my psyche and everything. So I'm going to be trying, once soccer's over, to try to get to squeeze in a few more days a week. But one thing that my wife dropped on me, and I knew we were kind of planning this, was my son graduates from middle school next week Thursday. So next week Thursday will be a regular show as planned. Now, I had told you already that I was planning to go to the East Coast, but that would have happened the week of June 3rd. Well, starting the week of June 4th, June 5th through the 16th or 17th, like that. But what we're going to do is her working for Hawaiian Airlines, we can fly for free. So my son has been asking my wife for a long time to take him to Kyoto, a couple different places in Japan, see some things he hasn't seen in the past. So we're going to make a mad dash. Seats available provided, will fly out Friday afternoon, stay Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, we'll get there Saturday night because we lose a day going out. We'll be there Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then fly home Wednesday night, Japan time, and get in here real early in the morning, Wednesday, Hawaii time. So guarantee you there's going to be no show if we make it out on the 22nd. So just want to give you guys a heads up on that, but just going to do a mad dash, take the Shinkansen, go from Kyoto, she's got it mapped out. I'm just along for the ride and providing the credit card or wallet or whatever. And so we're going to do that real quick, just do a mini dash. And I'm going to try to do some vlogging on this trip. No podcast, guarantee. But I'm going to try to do some vlogging here and there. So I'm going to take the camera, some batteries, and see what I can capture. Go real light on the load and hopefully have something for you when I come back of the trip, which should be fun if we get out. Again, it's all about availability. I may get stuck in the middle seat for the 6.5-7 hours to Japan, which will be painful, but I am 20 pounds lighter or 18 pounds lighter. So that, I won't be such a fat boy in between the seats. That'll help a little bit. But things have just been moving here fast, 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 fast. I know it has nothing to do with the tech show, but never a dull moment. You're really burning the candle at the both ends. But I don't know if I told you not. Chris did get into his MiniMac program at the high school that he wanted to go to. So he has to, because of that program, he doesn't have enough classes to get his minimum requirements in that he has to, that normal kids go to the high school. So he has non-punitive summer school where he's going to be taking two classes to get those knocked out, gym and something else. So, they're just kind of cheese ball classes. So we could have took them next year, but we just tried to get it all the way this year. But with me flying out on the third, his summer school starts in the middle of that week. So we got a transportation challenge because my wife leaves the house at 5 a.m. to go to work. My son and daughter are also doing their own trip to Japan. So I'm freaking out a little bit here. Got to figure out the transportation thing. I'm probably going to have to Uber him. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching for 2 weeks. At least there. She can pick him up, but I don't want him to have to get at the school at 5 a.m. That's just not cool. So I'll probably Uber him to school, the 25 miles. And so, we'll see how this goes. With a backup, I guess, to call the taxi if the Uber doesn't show, but you can pre-schedule Ubers, which is cool. So we'll give that a try and see how it works. But my son's waiting on his passport. If he doesn't get it, he's not going anywhere. So he'll be the taxi cab. So I'm you submitted your paperwork when? And you expect to go to Japan on June 6th? We'll see if his passport comes in time. Okay, also, I got a cool response from one of our winners. I'll read that a little bit later. Mason, I haven't heard from you. You still are a winner of a crispy $100 bill. Toby, you do need to tell me how I need to make that action happen. We'll talk about it at the end of the show. But anyway, that's it. I need to get into the tech content. Everyone, welcome to the show. You guys notice I'm wearing my... I bought podcast.ceo. If anyone should own that domain, it should be me, right? I'm the longest in the space. But I bought podcast.ceo, and he sent me a shirt that said .ceo. Now, I wouldn't normally wear this anywhere else, but to be honest with you, tonight I was looking through my shirts, and I have a pretty large collection of polo shirts, and I was just and I got to the end, I'm like, oh, I've only wore this once before. And I wouldn't, be honest with you, I wouldn't wear this on the street any place. So it's on the show tonight. So podcast.ceo takes you to my LinkedIn page if any of you want to follow. Okay, so enough is enough. And if you want to see what's happening with Blueberry and what we announced today, PowerPressPodcast.com is the blog post where you can check that out. All right, go ahead and get into the stack here. The Google I/O conference is obviously kicking off, and the CEO has made some was talking about the before the, keynote hasn't happened yet, but he was discussing some of the things that is going to happen, what they're going to be doing. And he spent so much time with the Wired reporter talking about artificial intelligence and about a new chip that they're going to introduce. And it just AI this, AI that, AI this. It was like, that's all he talked about. And that makes you wonder where we're going to go over the next 10 years, right? He's saying ultimately, though, with all this stuff that they're building, and I don't know if I truly believe this, is that Google's doing what is best at building platforms that others can use to build whatever they like. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But they're trying to crack this nut on an artificial intelligence. They got the big bucks. They're making a lot of money. A lot of cash in the bank, Apple, Google, Microsoft, all these companies that are, financially able, they're going to make some interesting things happen over the next number of years. So we'll keep an eye on this, and we'll obviously be talking about it a lot more as time goes on. Hey, do want to talk just a little bit about YouTube. We're streaming live on YouTube right now, and I've had some challenges with YouTube, and let me actually look and see what's going on with YouTube tonight. We've had some time. Facebook has been healthy and staying up and running. At least it does never look like it drops from what I can tell. But YouTube, on the other hand, I continue having sometimes where the video doesn't always make it to them. And I don't know what that's really about on their service. But YouTube is now letting anyone live stream from their mobile. So you don't have to have a minimum number of followers, just have to have a mobile phone to be able to stream live. And so that's new. Anyone that has a mobile device and a YouTube account can now stream from their mobile phone without having a certain number of followers or subscribers on your channel. I want to talk just a little bit about Android. For the last 3 or 4 years, I've been on a real... I've been in a real huge kick when it comes to Android and talking about podcasting in Android. Google does not have a native podcast app that it delivers with the base delivery of the operating system. And it really is in my opinion, it's an issue. But they also have a much bigger issue. Those of you that have iPhones, when an update comes out, you update very, very quickly. And this is why most folks that have an iPhone are running on very close to the current operating system or maybe one before if they have a little bit older phone. So what happens with Google in Android, 7 months after its first Nougat phone shipped in volume, 92.8% of the installed base was still running on software from 2015 or older. A year after first being shown to device makers and software developers. Now today, Android Nougat runs on just 7.1% of Android devices. Barely 40% of the installed base runs in a 2015 version of Android, which is Marshmallow. The rest of the code from 2014 or only a tiny fraction of phones have received the annual platform updates. And when the big annual releases do eventually appear, it's in a brand new device. And people are hanging on the phones now 2-3 years. That means their OS, at least with an Android, is falling behind. And then today, Apple can count on over 50% of its entire installed base using a new release within 2 weeks. So what Google has announced, they're doing an attempt to fix this. And this could be the most significant platform news of the year. Google has disclosed what's called Project Treble. Essentially, the new distribution process gives Google greater control pushing over-the-air updates. So you have the what they're calling the vendor implementation, the Android framework, and the Android apps. And really, all the vendor will be able to control is the vendor implementation, and the Android OS framework and Android apps will now be switching into going forward. If a handset provider wants to, they're going to have to go this new model. And so they're reworking the vendor implementation just to put the hooks in to be able to hook to the OS. So this is very, 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 very exciting. And so, you know, the vendor interface will be able to stay the same, but the OS will be able to be updated on demand along with all the apps. And I'm sure this is going to be an issue with some of these phone manufacturers. You know, they specifically don't upgrade phones to the new operating system because psychologically they want you to go out and buy a new phone. Whereas an Apple user, they can run their updates as long as that, well, typically a phone has to be like more than 3 or 4 years old before Apple says, it's not a good idea for you to upgrade. Right? They go back quite a ways. But still, if you have a 3 or 4 year old iPhone, you can still be on the current operating system. Where an Android user would not. You know, they'd be looking at a phone that was 2013, 2014. Now, I know most people don't hold their phones for 4 years, but what we do, exactly what's going on in my house, is the phones trickle down. You know, the phones trickle down for me to my son. And my wife has even taken a trickle down phone before. So, you know, and the kids are behind. Maybe we don't care that the kids are behind, but a lot of people can't afford to upgrade every 2 years. It's a big chunk of money. You know, it's hard to go out and, you know, before you're all done spending $600, $700, $800 every couple of years on a new phone. You know, that's some serious coin. It really, really is. So we'll see what happens with this new operating system. Today, the FCC has ignored the will of the public and votes to begin dismantling net neutrality, surprising absolute nobody. The FCC today voted 2-1 along strict party lines to begin dismantling net neutrality protections for consumers. The move comes despite the fact that the vast majority of non-bot comments filed with the FCC support keeping the rules intact. And while the FCC boss has breathlessly insisted he intended to listen to the concerns of all parties involved, there's been zero indication that this was a serious commitment as it begins to rip Title II apart. So I have a link up in the show notes on that. Interesting, though, today after a hearing, a journalist was manhandled by FCC guards for trying to ask a question after the meeting. I guess he was put up against a wall. The FCC has apologized and said that that shouldn't have happened, but still, they manhandled him and forced him out of the building when he tried to ask the chair a question. Yeah, but they apologized and said, you should be able to ask questions anywhere in the non-restricted areas of the FCC building. They may not answer, but they can ask questions. So they were on edge for troublemakers and overreacted for sure. We've all heard about the WannaCry malware, and all of you that are listening to this program have long ago updated your computers, so you're not in trouble. But WannaCry has a cousin, and it's kind of a quiet cousin. It kind of like hangs out and drinks your beer and you don't even know it, except you may see some activity on your computer. This WannaCry, it's called AdlyKuz, AdlyKuzz. It's also using the NSA leaked hacking tool. It's basically running your computer to be a Bitcoin mining. So anytime you're not using a computer, your computer's ramped up and it's mining for Bitcoins. So you probably helped people make about $1 million so far if your computer has this variant or this cousin of WannaCry on the computer. So software vendors, malware vendors are updating their definitions and will likely be putting in definitions to prevent it from being installed. There's a very interesting report, and I think this is the story of the day. You know, there's been some reports that suggested Google had a secret team that was working on a glucose monitoring sensor that could find its way into the Apple Watch. There's a new report from CNBC. It seems that Apple's CEO Tim Cook could already be personally testing it out. The report claims that Cook has been spotted on the Apple campus where he is testing out a glucose monitoring device that tracks blood sugar levels that is also connected to his Apple Watch. Based on this, it sounds like the team has yet to figure out a way to get it inside the Apple Watch, as it seems like at the moment it still exists as a separate device. But let me just point this out, that such a device could be in the works at Apple, because when Cook spoke to a room full of students at the University of Glasgow in February, he was reported quoting and saying, "I've been wearing a continuous glucose monitor for a few weeks. I just took it off before coming on this trip." Now, if the glucose monitor, even if it is not attached to the watch, and it's a separate device, this is huge. Has a major, major ramification. There is a race to the top on this. So everyone from type 1 to type 2 diabetes folks that could have a wearable glucose monitor that basically tells you, hey, your blood sugar is getting low. Especially for type 1, you know, you need to have something. Or it's too high, you need to take an insulin shot, whatever it may be. Type 2 folks, it'll help type 2 folks really see what they eat, how it had effects on their blood sugar, and basically give them an opportunity to be healthier. Sure, you can poke your finger right now, but poking your finger sucks. No one wants to poke your finger. I know a lot of type 1 diabetics that this is their biggest pain. Is this, and this is why oftentimes folks that have type 1 diabetes, they get in trouble. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about this wearable glucose tracking device. Now, if they're able to get it in the Apple Watch, you know, amazing. Tie that to, okay, so many of you probably know someone that has type 1 diabetes. You know, they're wearing a pump and it's attached to the skin, but they have to, you know, it's continuously, you know, they have to poke though, do their calculations, and then it communicates with the device to tell them how much insulin to give. Well, if you have technology that can accurately read your blood sugar level, and you're a type 1 diabetic, then it's just a matter of, you know, you have to still have to manage, but you're getting the right amount of insulin at the time you need it. So I'm really, really excited. We have an epidemic in the United States with type 1, type 2 diabetes. You know, part of the reason I'm working out is, you know, my numbers were creeping up. That's part of the reason I'm losing weight, trying to get healthy and get some of the fat off. Because if I don't, I'm going to be in trouble. So Hawaii is an epidemic here, and largely the food choices are. Usually, there's no place else on earth that when you go to get a plate lunch, automatically get 2 scoops of rice. Okay? No place. That's standard. You know? So it's, you know, it's a cup and a half, usually too much. And, you know, so it's really epidemic here. And I know it's becoming more of a problem throughout the United States as well. And, you know, I've lived this lifestyle for 20 years being here in Hawaii, eating plate lunch and two scoops of rice, scoop of macaroni, cold, and then whatever the entree is. But way too many carbs. So anyway, excited to see that. All right, 500 million people using Google Photos and three new ways to share. So they've got some things now with Google Photos where you, and it's 500 million people backing up more than 1.2 billion photos and videos every day. That's a lot. Our whole lives are being captured with our cell phones. And surprisingly, I don't take that many pictures with my cell phone. My wife takes them by the dozen. But they have a suggested sharing piece. They have shared libraries where you can share stuff now. And they have what's called photo books. So those are pretty cool. So link will be up in the show notes. You guys can check that out if you're using Google Photos. A nice little add-on to the service. At the same time, the folks at Google have put together a photage of stuff from the Forbidden City in China. It's got pictures of precious artwork from palace and museums, and it's on in parts of Google Arts and Culture section of their website. But I have the link up in the show notes. So you can go visit the museum and see a lot of cool stuff right online. This is amazing. You know, there's several museums I've been to that I absolutely love. There's one aquarium. There's an aquarium in Okinawa that is just, I mean, it is incredible. And nothing can change going seeing it in person. But sometimes, you know, if you don't have the money to go to some of these places, you can now go online and see a lot of this stuff. See some culture versus watching a 3-minute YouTube video of some, you know, cat jumping on its owner. There's a team of astronomers needing your help to hunt for alien life, and they're offering some pretty cool exoplanet swag in return. The Planets Foundation is building a telescope that will search for life outside the solar system. The foundation is launching a Kickstarter, and to help fund its efforts, donors to the campaign will receive a unique laser-engraved 3D glass map of nearby exoplanets called the ExoCube. And let me bring this up and let me show you what this thing's going to look like. I'm just seeing it. I'm like, whoa, I want one of these. I don't know how. Look at the Kickstarter and see what the funding levels are. So if I can bring this up and show it to you. Come on, internets, load for me. All right. So they don't show the actual size, but good old AT&T ad popped up there. So anyway, this is pretty cool. So it's a globe, but the Kickstarter, let me go back to that. The Kickstarter, they're wanting to raise, oh, not bad. Wait a minute. How much is the total? Oh, they only were looking to raise, what, 20 grand? And they've already raised 36,000 from 187 backers. There's only 3 days to go. So let me look and see what you need to donate to get this exoplanet. Well, you can get an Exo Mini for $75. You get the Exo Cube without mineral spear for $110. And you can get a Exo Cube Beta for $145. And there's still some left. So this Exo Cube thing is kind of cool. I'm gonna pledge on this. I want the cube. So anyway, that's pretty awesome. Estimated delivery is December 2017. So I'll have the link up in the show notes. And you geek out. And if you see this thing, you're gonna like, oh, I want one of those on my shelf too. It's got a lighted base and everything. Pretty awesome. Do you have a Hulu account? A lot of stuff leaving and or available on Hulu. East Ventura Pet Detective, Blue Velvet, Bull Whip, Chaos, Con Air, Double Team, Dragon Eye, Fire in the Sky. These are all like 87 through 2000 movies. It Could Happen to You, Joe Dirt, The Medallion, On the Waterfront, World Trade Center. So then a bunch of stuff is leaving as well. So if you have a Hulu account, I'll have a link up in the show notes telling you what's coming and what's going here in the next couple of weeks. Hey, Apple's patented and made a pizza box to rid your life of soggy crust. Yes, you heard that right. The tech food crossover Hall of Fame is filled with concepts that are more stunt than solutions. Considers KFC's phone charging takeout box, or its tray typer for texting with greasy fingers, or even the recent Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soundtrack embedded in a Doritos chip bag. Gimmicks all, but unknowns to everyone, there was a bigger tech dog trying to revolutionize food packaging. Apple bent its divine design will to create a container that would, and once and for all, keep your pizza from getting soggy. And they had a patent that was filed for this in 2010. So what exactly is going to keep your pizza from not becoming soggy? This is kind of funny. It's looks like a plastic container, round, with a lid that will snap shut with holes in it. That's the miraculous design. And can you buy it? I don't think so. But they filed a patent for it. You know, it's like, okay, why? If we can buy it, that would be cool. But I don't think you can even buy it. So what's the use? Get a lifetime subscription to Disconnect for only $49. What's Disconnect? Basically, Disconnect is the easy-to-use service that will make your web browsing experience both safer and faster. It does this by blocking tracking requests from connecting to your device on iOS, Android, Mac, or Windows. And doing so actually has been shown to let you browse up to 44% higher. I don't have any experience with this, but it's gotten a good review over at makeuseof.com. Definitely check it out before you download it. Hey, a federal judge has ruled that people give their computers that are messed up to Best Buy's Geek Squad for repairs have no comeback if technicians find and report any illegal material to the feds. That ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Comeck came this week over the case of Dr. Mark Rettemeyer, a prominent California gynecologist who is accused of possessing child sex abuse images. The case kicked off after he took his defunct HP Pavilion computer to a Mission Viejo Best Buy and asked his Geek Squad to find out why it wouldn't boot. Examination of the computer's hard drive brought up an alleged dodgy image of a underage girl, and the engineers called the FBI. So he was basically trying to get this thrown out, and the judge said, nope, you are not getting out of jail free. So the FBI and Geek Squad have a close relationship. So just be aware. If you take your computer in and, if you got stuff on there you shouldn't, maybe you should go to Geek Squad. All right. You can now sign up for Comcast Xfinity Mobile Service. If you're already a customer of his broadband internet service, its unlimited plan is discounted by $20 to $45 for signups through July 31st. I don't know why you would go with Comcast mobile service if you're dealing with Comcast internet already. Twitter has rolled out a new privacy tool as it ditches Do Not Track and expands data sharing. This is a little bit interesting. Privacy-conscious Twitter users have some check boxes to deselect. Twitter's dumping its support for Do Not Track, changing how it shares user data with third parties and holding any web browsing data it collects for a longer duration. This is better for them and ad targeting, of course. But at the same time, Twitter's giving users more control over what kind of user data can be used for targeted advertising, as well as more transparency about the information it collects from you. The privacy features are active now, but the new privacy policies that dump DNT change data sharing policies and hold your data longer don't come into effect until June 18th. We've talked about this, but you can now change the privacy settings on Twitter, so be aware. You got a kid that's getting ready to graduate college? Well, the folks at Extreme Tech said, hey, a laptop would be a great gift for a graduate. No, a high school graduate going to college needs a computer. A college graduate graduating from college needs a job. Not a gift. Not an external hard drive. No. A graduating graduate needs a job where they can buy their own laptop or buy their own external hard drive. Now, if this had been reworded, the best high school graduation gift for the college bound, yeah. What did I buy my son? Bought him a laptop. Bought him a hard drive. Of course. That's what, of course, he just pretty much only plays League of Legends on it, but, you know, that's his business, as long as he keeps his grades up. Google Assistant can now control the GE, iRobot, LG, and D-Link devices. So this is, again, can now control GE, iRobot, LG, and D-Link devices. More device integrations with Google Assistant and thus Google Home as the battle for the smart home continues. So that's interesting. The iRobot Home app, for example, will let you control Wi-Fi-connected Roomba vacuums via Google Assistant. GE Appliance Geneva smart refrigerators, ovens, dishwashers, and other appliances also now work with Google Assistant. Other new smart home services integrate directly with Google Assistant inside the home control section of the Home app. So, Amazon Alexa may be the big leader right now, but Google is coming on strong. All right, here is another deal. This is the Daily Deal. Now, I've been involved in some stuff I've been doing recently where I've learned more than I ever care to about smart switches, routers, internet protocol, Linux, just a fair too much, okay? And one thing I've learned in talking to some industry leaders, at least here in Hawaii, is that if you know your way around IP, in other words, internet protocol, and you can program a switch, you can, and not in the web interface either, via command line and work in a router and do all that, you know, heavy duty IT work that is specifically targeted at internet protocol, there's a job for you almost anywhere. It's huge. Some government buddies of mine were saying, we can't hire folks that know hardly anything about IP stuff. And there's just a huge, huge demand. And they're taking people that no degree, nothing. They show some competence in being able to do internet protocol and training them. So if you're the guy that's, you know, your way around a router and switch, start looking at the job listings, because you're not going to have to look very far, and you probably won't have to move from the hometown you're in. But every once in a while, you see deals come online, courseware. So there's a new 8-course bundle. It's a $39 crash course. The 8 courses cover everything from the fundamentals of operating a system, of an operating system, to C, Java, and Python. Which is programming languages. There's also a course to help you learn real-time operating systems like FreeRTOS. So check this out. And part of the proceeds go back to the folks at TechDirt. So just be aware of that. But I'm always looking for these kinds of things. I buy them for my kid, for my son, if they can, and sometimes for me. So $39 crash course is awful cool. If you have a Windows XP machine and it was infected by WannaCry, some XP machines can be decrypted without paying the ransom. I have a link up in the show notes on that if you have a Windows XP machine around that got busted on this. If you ride with Lyft and fly with Delta, you can start racking up Delta Sky Miles with your Lyft rides. The more you commute, the closer you get to a vacation. So this is kind of cool. You can tie your account to your mileage account and get some cool perks. So that's awesome. Lenovo has debuted its back-to-school laptops before school's even out. Thinner Idea pads and beefier Flex and one enormous gaming laptop. You got a kid going to college, don't buy him a gaming laptop. Don't do it, all right? Link will be up in the show notes if you want to check those out. I like the Lenovo brand. Pretty nice stuff. Microsoft has simplified OneNote UI for the visually impaired. So this is awesome. The note-taking service new UI is now also consistent across devices. Mark Rogers, Microsoft Director of Project Design for OneNote, spent a year working with teachers and students to figure out the best way to reimagine the app's interface. The result is a OneNote that's easier to navigate, even for people with visual impairment and mobility problems. You'll now find all app navigation controls on the left-hand side, not just so you can find your notes more quickly, but also because it makes things easier to parse for screen readers. So used to use OneNote a lot. I know a lot of students use it still. I don't use it too much. Being rumored, Pandora may be acquired by SiriusXM. So that's on the agenda. So we'll see if that happens. Agreement on price has not been reached, but industry insiders are the view that it could be around $12 to $13 per share. It merits mentioning that here that Liberty Media CEO Greg Maffia has previously said he believes Pandora is worth about $10 per share. How many of you are using Facebook Messenger? Well, I'm getting more and more messages now via Facebook Messenger or Facebag. It's grown significantly, both form and function, ever since Facebook decided to offer it as a standalone app. And there's been some additional features to it. I've seen recently some updates. Sections for home calls, people, and games are now located at the bottom of the app. And a new discover tab is going to be added to that row in the future as well. So anyway, just let you know if you're using Facebook Messenger. There was a rumor that the laptop ban may extend to Europe, but as of right now, that may not be the case. It's off the table at this point. Officials from the United States and Europe met in Brussels yesterday. The BCC to discuss the proposed bans on laptops and tablets. Officials reportedly decided against the ban. So that's good for anyone going to Europe. Amazon charts ranks books, but what people are actually reading. The company's new system surfaces user data in new ways. Bestseller lists like the one from the New York Times measure a big success by how many copies it sold. What it doesn't do is tell you how many of those books are being read nor how fast. So Amazon charts aims to fix this problem with a new weekly bestseller list that will show you which top selling physical, electronic, and audiobooks are actually being read and borrowed. That's awesome. Amazon also claims that charts is the first to rank books. Yeah, did I say Google at the beginning? Amazon claims that charts is the first to rank books by the average number of daily Kindle readers and Audible listeners each week. I've been doing, when I get a little downtime now, for me to like pull back and like, relax and have some downtime, I've been doing a lot of reading. And I love the Kindle Unlimited. You have 10 books checked out at a time. You know, I probably go through one or two a week. You know, just a few, maybe not that many, maybe one a week, depending on how much time I actually have to kind of relax. But best deal on the planet for checking out books and getting, you know, a lot of stuff that's not going to be available in libraries and so forth. NVIDIA's launched an affordable GeForce GT 1030 graphics card, and it's going to be around $70. So what does it have on it? The NVIDIA GT 1030 is 384 CUDA cores with a memory interface of with a 64-bit, has 2 gigs of VRAM, so clock speed of 1468 megahertz, sports a maximum resolution of 7690 by 4320 at 60 hertz. Wow. The reference bill has one display port, one dual link DVI, and a HDCP 2.2. So that's cool. I think my wife's trying to call me. Phone's ringing. She knows I don't start the show to 8, but I started early tonight. On Friday, 40,000 AT&T mobility workers are threatening a nationwide strike after negotiations with the telco have stalled. Well, go ahead, strike, please. I'm not a big AT&T fan. Go ahead, strike. Cost them more money. Oh, man. But if you have an AT&T account and you're having to plan to have anything done, you may want to get it done before the weekend. Google is reporting its AMP now powers 2 billion mobile pages and 900,000 domains, loading 2 times faster. So there are now over 8. So an AMP page, many of you don't know what that is, but if you are using if you're using a WordPress site, you're already covered. WordPress has AMP implementation. So using AMP cache and a variety of different things. So link will be up in the show notes on that. I guess AT&T had a nationwide 9/11 blackout. I wonder how much that's going to cost them. How long did it last? It was in March. 12,600 people across the country heard fast, busy signals, endless ringing or silence when trying to make an emergency call. Did they get fined? It was only down 16 minutes. Think of that, 12,600 calls to 911 nationwide in 16 minutes of downtime. So they're going to get a fine, I'm sure, probably in the $20 to $30 million range. 911 is not allowed to go down. Russia is reportedly trying to hijack, or did try to hijack, Pentagon Twitter accounts. Oh, imagine that. The Russians aren't just hijacking or hacking emails to influence U.S. politics. According to a report sent to U.S. counterintelligence officials last month, Russia had started to use Twitter in its attacks on our country. They report around that Russians sent infected messages to more than 10,000 Defense Department Twitter accounts, each tailored to individuals' interests and taste. The attached malware connected those users to a server that gave Russia access to the victim's Twitter account. Whoa! It doesn't say how many may have sent out false information, but it makes you go, wow. And first, next question is, why is there 10,000 Defense Department Twitter accounts? Why in the world are there 10,000? Every department and the whole DOD has a Twitter account? Loose lips sink ships, my friends. Don't get it. I really don't understand that one. A good article, too, about Android in vehicles. And of course, we talked about this on the last show. Audi and BMW were bringing Android to the vehicle. Have a follow-up article for that. Link will be up in the show notes. You can check that out. So, pretty cool stuff. Also, Uber is ready to help truck drivers find cargo. Trucker Tom, did you know this? Last year, Uber's interest in the shipping and trucking industry started to take shape with the now controversial purchase of Otto. A few months later, reports started swirling Uber would be creating a platform to connect drivers with cargo in the same way it currently connects drivers with passengers. That service, called Uber Freight, officially launched this week. So the question is it for semi-loads? Currently, truckers have programs. Yeah, so anyway, Trucker Tom, please tell me about this. Is this made for short haul guys, short trucks, full semis? What's the skinny on this? I would imagine it's for partial loads. And, you know, it's better running with a partial load than running empty, right? Well, a U.S. Secret Service agent tasked with protecting the White House has started a 20-year stretch in prison for extending explicit snaps to underage girls, sometimes while on duty. Why do, fellas, I don't get it. Why do you want to take pictures of your junk and send them to anybody? Why? I don't get it. I really don't. So this dude, he had a fake account, so he knew exactly what he was doing. And he was messaging a 14-year-old in Florida and Texas and a 17-year-old in Missouri. what is wrong with people. I don't get it. I really don't get it. 38-year-old dude sexting a 14 and a 17-year-old. They should just get a knife, cut. Oh, man. I don't get it. Well, 20 years. Oh, and final story of the day, the most amazing news. Did you guys know that there's a new version? Now, this is mind-blowing. Hold on to your hat. What is dead may never die. A new version of, you're never going to guess the operating system. A new version of OS 2 has just arrived. OS 2. Some of you don't even know what OS 2 is. We got to go way back to like 98, 97. But some company has released with something called Arca OS 5.0. Offers itself up as a migration option for users of both ECS2 and or OS2. The new OS numbered 5.0 suggests itself as an heir to OS2's latest release, promises it can run native OS2, Windows 3.1, and DOS applications. The OS can run on an Intel Pentium Pro or higher, or an AMD K6 or higher, but will run in 32-bit mode. You can get it for $99, or you can get a $229 commercial version. If anybody in this audience is running OS 2, please, please, I mean, I'm begging you to email the show and tell me why you're running OS 2, okay? I really want to hear from you. Okay, because the last time this operating system was actually supported, I think, was 2005, 2006 time frame. So, amazing. Oh, I think I got the email from Mason. It just came in. As one of the prize winners relay show, were you going to aim me or supposed to email you? Anyway, my PayPal is... And I have your PayPal, Mason. Fantastic. I just got it. Let me move it to the folder. Outstanding. Also in the email is, I got an email from Toby. Did I copy it in here? Oh boy. Let me look for it here because I want to read his email that he sent me. Here it is. Todd. I was shocked to hear my name on your podcast this morning on my drive to work. I had to pull over due to my surprise. It's only $100, okay? Would it be okay if I donate that price to the National Ataxia, I'm sorry, ATAXIA Foundation? My mom has cerebral ataxia, central nervous system disease. My employer, something.com, will match the amount to the foundation. Love your show and proud member of the Ohana. So happy to donate it to the foundation. Do I need to provide the receipt to you so your employer can match? How do you want me to do that? Just let me know. I don't want to donate until I'm sure how that needs to happen. But be more than happy to put your donation to the charity. And thank you for being so kind in doing that as well. I love it. I really, really do. All right, a few of you listened to my challenge last show. Where are you at right now? You got your cell phone in your pocket? Pick it out and take a picture of where you're at. Email it to me, geeknews@gmail.com, right now. If you're listening to this episode, not live, post-show, take your phone out. We're at the end. Take your phone out, take a snap, and show me where you're listening to 1200. So Bo sent me an email, said, I'm listening to episode 1200, during a walk in Stockholm, Sweden, for the moment in the park, Hagaparken. So he sends me the, let's see here, can I we got to get you some earbuds. Okay. That's cool. Is that a, oh, that's interesting. So he sent me some pictures. Beautiful park. Absolutely beautiful. Spring in the air. Wow. All right. I'll put a couple of these in the show notes tonight. Why not? All right. Also, I got an email from, let's see here, who else? I got an email from Jeff. Love the show. This is where I'm listening now. Jeff, hey, man, anytime you're mowing and you're on a what? You're on a, is that, what is that model of lawnmower? The grass looks pretty good, dude. Looks like you were done. So thanks for taking the picture while you're mowing the yard, Jeff. That was awesome. I got an email from Sam. He says, hey, listening to Sam Garcia, listening to 1200 at my desk at work. Usually I listen at the gym. Well, Sam, you ought to take a picture when you're at the gym. Of course, I know it's usually not cool to do that. They don't like you to do that. Let's see here. Where else? Well, let's see. Who else? I think that was it. That was the only folks that sent me a an email letting me know where they were listening to the show. So where are you listening? Geeknews@gmail.com. Send a picture where you're at right now. Geeknews@gmail.com. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thank you for supporting the sponsor of the show and all of our insiders. We're going to do a recognition episode for you where we thank all of you that have been contributing, and make sure you do your self-accounting. Let me know when you get to $1,000, okay? For those of you that are at that like $25 level, and even you, those of you that are the $10 or $11, $12 level, if you've been doing it long enough, you know, keep your self-accounting going to let me know where you're at so that we make sure that we get you, basically your status level implemented. All right. I think this is going to be it for the show. We're short tonight. It's awesome. And Kirk, by the way, everyone give Kirk a round of applause. Kirk, tonight, I think about 95% of the articles that you put together, I added, I think, about five. So I think we're pretty close to being in sync here. And it was just about the right mix match of stuff tonight. So the only thing that we got to work on is maybe, well, I'll do that. Because I'm looking for the weirdo articles as well that maybe that aren't in the Feedly account. But everyone, Kirk's doing a great job, and he's our executive producer here on the show. And don't want to forget to thank him. Also, Sam Garcia, thank you for all the show album art, the episode 1200 album art, which I almost blew and didn't use, but I got it in the show notes. Everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you on Monday. Wow, it is Thursday already. Holy cow. If you want to join us for the new media show, we'll be on at 6 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific at newmediashow.com, Mr. Rob Greenlee and I. And then, of course, remember, I'll be with you Monday of next week. But we have two shows next week for sure because we're not leaving a Friday. So if we can fly out, space available. All right, everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.